starts to crack. Some end up counting ceiling tiles, lying on their back, afraid to move. Fed 3 meals a day with the same spoon, or maybe counting time upon the wall and crucified. Living but not really what you call alive. And some who have that thing that you can't describe, just like our hero, they keep it bottled up inside and use it like a fuel, a cruel engine that it drives. Because the fire is always burning and the wheels, they don't stop turning. And such is Dr. S, after years of disappointment and being tread upon by half-wits, a man whose vision holds his soul with an iron fist. A man who should have been broken but instead enlisted every mortal fiber to know the vengeance, to crush the naysayers, the imitators, and to break the pointing fingers of those that laugh, cause the last laugh should be his own. To let the truth be known that the lukewarm, the mongrels and hyenas eating trash will live in fear among the ash, and coward is power. By the blue light of strange devices, he sits among bits and pieces, some his own, some he stole, yet each with a greater purpose to a greater whole. His ultimate goal, a nightmare, a creation that to look upon sends chills down the spine, makes you lose your depth, and brings mortal panic to the mind. All night past the time when dew forms cold on the grass, he works till his eyes start to swell and his head starts to jerk. Things are going bump in the night, down in a basement, in a secret laboratory. Feel a face bump in the night, his body starts to twitch as he contemplates his glory. Things are going bump in the night, the insidious Dr. Stardom completes this construction. Feel a face bump, shakes his fist in anger at the world and vows its destruction. Darkness falls and lightning strikes against the walls. Shadows play like marionettes in a dance of death. And down below the madman knows the time has come to give it life, to give it sight, to give it breath. All the work and all the years, and it all comes down to this. The blood, the sweat, the tears, the sleepless nights and desperation. All was done in preparation for the moment that he brings into this world. His cruel abomination, a thing that should not be. A heresy of such ambition, despite his premonition that the beast of his own devise would ultimately be the cause of his own demise. Like a waking dream, he pursued his enigma, the solution in his mind to perfection. No introspection necessary, it's crystal clear. A seer blind to the distortions and misproportions of the outside world. Those doors were shut so long ago, and so he found that all alone he could reach his destiny and see what was unseen. His head begins to swim as the moment comes faster. Fear of disaster, I shall be master, I shall be master. As he rushes to his instruments in a psychophrenic frenzy, button styles and indicators all lit up as he works intently. He makes his final adjustments, hands and fingers possessed, driven ever onward by the pounding in his chest. All night past the time when dew forms cold on the grass, he works till his eyes start to swell and his head starts to jerk. Things are going bump in the night, down in a basement, in a secret laboratory. Feel a face bump in the night, his body starts to twitch as he contemplates his glory. Things are going bump in the night, the insidious Dr. Stardom completes this construction. Feel a face bump, shakes his fist in anger at the world and vows its destruction. Things are going bump in the night, down in a basement, in a secret laboratory. Feel a face bump in the night, his body starts to twitch as he contemplates his glory. Things are going bump in the night, the insidious Dr. Stardom completes this construction.